This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
This is what Scraby believed. He believed the bizarre story of a rat and a raccoon.
And Chris Ello.
In a windup, you bring your arms up, so your arms, my eyes would be looking at the target, but my arms would go.
He just yanked.
I just disconnected my microphone. Sorry about that.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, finally a Friday. Welcome to Gwen and Chris. Happy top of the program to you. 3:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Odyssey Palace for the final time. We're going to have a new sponsor for the studio starting
it's
next
like,
week.
What?
Yeah. So, well, we're not going anywhere. I'm just saying that the
Scraby's like, we have to leave.
Yeah, Scraby, no. You got to leave. You're going to have to
leave. I thought they were like changing the company name again. I was like, I can't handle it.
No, we're not going to do that. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park getting ready for a 9-game homestand as the Friars get ready to entertain the St. Louis Cardinals tonight. Tony, how are you? Hopefully a little bit refreshed after a much-deserved day off yesterday. We missed you yesterday. I know the callers and everybody else missed you, but good to have you back today and ready to go, I assume.
Yes, I missed all of you guys for sure, but it was definitely a needed day off after.
My good. Everybody needs a day off, even I know Mark Melanson needs a day off. They all need a day off once.
That was a doubleheader from hell right there the day before.
In Colorado? Really yeah, first yes. game was 3 hours and 9 minutes.
It was once I was so spent after doing both of those games. I slept like I had been drinking all night the night before. That's how hard I slept.
Wow.
So I needed the day. It was nice. But I'm happy to be back. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday to everybody out there. I mentioned Mark Melanson. He's our Friar Friday interview today coming up at just after 3:30. So a little more than a half an hour from right now, we will visit with the Padres closer. I was struck in talking to Mark Melanson today, and I think you'll hear it on our interview with him, that he has what I would call, Tony, just talking with him anyway, a very slow heartbeat. Yeah. And that seems to be perfect for a closer because he even talks about it in the interview. He says one of the key things to being a great closer is being able to slow the game down, being able to do things on your terms at your time. And he just doesn't sound like anything excites him too much. So,
you know, what's interesting about Mark is for all of that, you would think that would equal a guy who, you know, takes a long time in between pitches. But that's not the case. Like, he's like one of the few relievers. He gets his sign, he's on the mound, he's ready to throw. He gets the sign, he's on the mound, he's ready to throw.
Right.
And he just repeats it. And you guys will get a chance to hear it in the interview, but he talks about a lot of things. But the number one thing wasn't velocity in terms of his success, and it's something that he tries to impart on a lot of the younger guys as well. But It's going to be a terrific interview. You guys get a chance to enjoy it. But you're right, Chris. Slow pulse usually works well at this level.
Works really well for a closer. And, yeah, he talked about the fact that location and movement on the baseball are the two keys to his success. I know Greg Maddux used to feel that way. I was taught that as a young guy because I didn't throw very hard. So everybody said, hey, you got to have great location and movement. I don't know if that's something that they teach young pitchers that much anymore, because everybody tries to throw as hard as they possibly can, Tony, and that's one of the reasons that we don't have very many pitchers that have great command of the baseball, because I think everybody is supposed to throw so hard.
I think it's one of those things they teach it, but there's not a heavy emphasis on it if you throw
right.
a certain.
Yes.
You know, it's like, yes, we'd like you to be able to locate that 97, but because you throw 97 –
yes.
You got a little room for error. So,
yes.
You know, don't try to be too fine, because we don't want to walk people. So I guess there's a fine line. But if you can establish a pitcher at an early age as opposed to a thrower, and that's what you guys are going to – our listeners will get a chance to hear from Mark, is he took pitching very seriously as opposed to just getting up there and throwing as hard as he can from a very early age. So,
yeah.
Those tools have come along with him and have developed even more as he's, you know, in his 13th season as a big leaguer.
Yeah, I think he's fun to watch pitch, because he does pitch, and you can think along with him a little bit as you watch, you know, what's the next pitch, how's he setting guys up, and he's been just obviously fantastic for the Padres, leading the major leagues in saves with 12, and he'll be our guest coming up. Cardinals are in town, Tony. That brings to mind only one thing to me. That's last year's playoff series, and I know the players, they don't probably think about it too much, but I think the fans do. I'm sure the folks in St. Louis are geeked up for this weekend. You know, a little payback, although how much payback can you really get in the month of May on a team that beat you last postseason? But it still brings back good memories, I think, for Padre fans. The Cardinals coming to town and a three-game series, and, of course, it was an exciting three-game series in the postseason last year, right?
It was a unbelievable series last year.
Game two was as good as it gets.
That's what you dream about, coming out on the top end of those type of matchups. But this is not the same matchup, and more so to do with who's missing out of the Padres lineup than anything else. I don't know. The Cardinals put their shortstop DeJung on the DIL today, but that team is mainly intact, and they've added, as we know, Arenado to that squad. So
yeah,
the Padres are coming into this series undermanned against a team that is playing some good baseball. They just took 2 of 3 from the Brewers in their last series. So they have their work cut out for them coming up in these next two starts, or these next three games against this Cardinal team, because certainly the Padres aren't playing with a full deck.
No, they're not. Cardinals, as you mentioned, they're not just playing well. They're red hot. They've won 11 of their last 14 games overall to steamroll into first place in the Central Division by 3 games over Milwaukee. And you're right. Now, the one thing that finally fell in the Padres' favor is the fact that the Cardinals' ace, Jack Flaherty, pitched yesterday.
Yeah.
It seems like it's the first time all season that the Padres are not going to have to face another team's ace. Doesn't mean they get easy matchups. This rookie Oviedo throws about 97. I hear he's about 6'5", 240 pounds. So have fun standing in against him, because don't know that he knows always where it's going. Adam Wainwright will pitch on Saturday for the Cardinals, and then Byung-Hyun Kim on the ball, or Kwon-Won Kim, pitching on Sunday for the Cardinals. So we saw him in the playoffs last year. We saw Wainwright in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
So
some
familiar names, but you're right about the Padres. I mean, they have to negotiate this stretch without 5 players, 4 of whom are starters, and you know, the lineup is out tonight. We don't normally go over the lineup too often on our show, but it is pretty interesting. Grisham Machado's batting second. I think Jace Tingler trying to get him going right now and move him around a little bit in the order. Jay Cronenworth hitting third. Tommy Pham's batting cleanup, and I know people are going to roll their eyes at that, but, I mean, who else are you going to put there? I mean, everybody else has kind of, you know, just been called up. Brian O'Grady's in the lineup, Austin Nola, Tucapito Marcano's at second base, and and Hassan Kim. So, yeah, it's everybody kind of piece together and do what you can to get through this stretch of nine games. You got St. Louis, Colorado, and Seattle coming in, three games each, with an off day next Thursday. So you'll hope that everybody gets back healthy by the end of the homestand.
Yeah, no, that's the idea. I mean, listen, at this point, people just going to have to chill, honestly, because there's five guys on the IL
I know.
And so, you know, I understand. Tommy Pham is struggling, although I thought he swung the bat a lot better in Colorado or on that road trip than we have seen him in quite some time. So you're hopeful he can get it going. I think Manny is moving him into the two hole is a good spot. Get up some more ABs. Let them try to, you know, get into a groove here. But Dodgers are trying to tread water right now, honestly. Because you think about, I mean, they're missing half of their lineup.
Yeah.
Literally half of their lineup is out of the game right now. So I think this team obviously can still go out and compete. This team is a bunch of fighters, so you know they're going to go out and put their best foot forward. But this is the best they have to offer right now. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, Joe Musgrove will be on the mound tonight for the Padres. Chris Paddock, who finally had a breakthrough bit of a start in his last outing, will pitch tomorrow. Ryan Weathers is scheduled on Sunday. And by the way, two national TV games for the Padres this weekend. The Saturday game is on Fox Sports starting at 5:40. And then the Sunday night game, ESPN, second time this year that the Padres make the Sunday night game a 4 o'clock start on Sunday. So a little national love for the Friars. It's too bad they don't have their full roster to put forward. But in the meantime, Tony, as you said, treading water, the San Francisco Giants are not treading water. They keep on winning. They beat Pittsburgh yesterday and open up a little bit of a lead. But I think it's, even though we like to do it and, you know, the fans obviously are keeping very close tabs of it, I think it's too early for the team and the locker room and everybody else to be too caught up in where you are in the standings. As you said right now, you got to survive this stretch and, you know, keep floating above 500 there. You know you're going to get a streak going, you know, hopefully once everybody gets back healthy. But right now, don't worry too much about the Giants. Just worry about what you're doing.
That's exactly what really all teams are doing right now. Nobody's paying attention to the standings.
Yeah,
for the most part. I mean, yeah, I know we are.
Yeah.
And listen, it'd be different if standings were getting away, but it doesn't seem like that, right? It seems like everybody is relatively within striking distance, and the Giants are playing good ball, right? They're playing with the teams that are put in front of them, and they're winning. And that includes going up against the Padres. So it is what it is at this point, but I feel as we start working into June, here's what I do think. There is a chance the Giants are for real in terms of at least making this a three-team race all season long. You do start to sense, and listen, pitching can change all that. The guys who are throwing the ball well may not be throwing it well come towards, you know, we get into July, August. But as of right now, there has been no sign at all. And the Padres have played them, what, three different times now?
Yeah.
There's no sign that this team is either lucky or just winning games early. We've seen this team up close, and nothing that they do, let me put it this way, all that they do is have traits of a winning team. And so I'm not so sure that they're just going to go away at this point.
Yeah, they have three world championship players on that roster, too. Don't forget. I mean, I'd look at Buster Posey, and I just consider him to be such a difference maker. I mean, calling games back there behind the plate, a championship pedigree, you know, comes down to a 3-2 pitch. He knows what to call. And, I mean, he's been around the game so long. He's doing such a fantastic job. Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford are both having great years. And
Don't forget this one key element. All they heard over the offseason was how it was a two-team race.
Yeah.
And that is despite finishing one game out of the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't make a whole bunch of big splashes, but they bring some guys back. Gausman, they signed DeScafani to a one-year deal. The bullpen has pitched pretty good for them. And they've had a resurgence from Buster. He's been unbelievable. His name hasn't been talked about yet, but It should very well be, if there's an early MVP conversation, his name should be in it. There's just no doubt about it. So,
couldn't agree more.
So you know, when you have those things, those elements kind of working for you, it can create an area that is like us against the world. And they won't say it at this point now because I think they got a bunch of professionals there. They know that they can't speak too soon because they got to keep going out and proving it. But
yeah,
they have a lot of things that when you watch them play that it's like, okay, they play some winning baseball.
Yeah, Posey's hitting .383. I mean, that's one of the best averages in all of Major League Baseball. He doesn't quite qualify for the leadership in the National League, but he's close. The other thing about the Giants real quick, and then we'll get to our first break, but who has better starting pitching right now, the Giants or the Padres? You know, healthier, better. The Giants' starting pitching has been better than the Padres. Not because the Padres hasn't been great, but just because they haven't had guys, at full force. I mean, Alex Wood is 4-0 with a 1.80 ERA. Are you kidding me? Gausman's 3-0 with a 1.97. DeSclafani's got a 2.14. So, I mean, the Giants' starting pitching has just been lights out to this point. We'll see if they can keep it up. So
yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, we'll take our first break. As we said, Mark Melanson is our Friar Friday interview. He'll be coming up in about 20 minutes, so stick around for that. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby's along for the ride as we get underway on this Friday afternoon, heading towards Padre baseball. Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals kicking off a three-game series and a 9-game homestand out at Petco Park. Stay tuned for more fun here with Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
22 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr. here at Petco Park. Chris is Scraby at the Odyssey Empire temporarily. We got a new name coming for you guys here relatively soon. Got some more bad news, really, for the Padres here.
Tell you what, man. If there was no news, it would be better news.
Right.
Then the bad
news,
news
would
keep
be good
hitting.
News right now.
Right, exactly.
Padres have placed Drew Pomeranz on the 10-day IL retroactive to May 10th with a left shoulder impingement and selected the contract of infielder/outfielder Yvonne Castillo from AAA El Paso. We saw Yvonne a lot during spring training, but certainly the bullpen takes another hit here, Ello.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I don't know that, you know, we talked about how much the bullpen has been used, and Mark Melanson will talk about that in our interview with him here in about 15 minutes, but you know, the other day they got caught, I think, a man short in the bullpen in that doubleheader. I mean, there's no way that they would have been trusting the bottom of the seventh and eighth inning to Nick Ramirez if they had Drew Pomeranz healthy. That just would not have happened. So, you know, I mean, these guys can only do so much down there, and losing Pomeranz, you'd already been played the whole season without Matt Strom. And that now basically you're hamstrung in the sense that you've taken out your best two left-handed relief pitchers. You know, I mean, Tim Hill is doing everything he can.
He's the sole remaining guy.
He's the last guy. I guess Nick Ramirez is a lefty too.
I mean, in terms of high leverage,
Leverage guys, right? Exactly. So, you know, there's going to be a time when you're going to need them. Against even the Cardinals, Dylan Carlson. Matt Carpenter. They got some good left-handed hitters in that lineup. Tommy Edmond, I think, is a switch hitter. But it's just another. Jace Tingler's done such an amazing job of managing around all this stuff, and it's going to be only time will tell whether the Padre bullpen's going to be able to hold up. But part of it, I think, is quicker trigger on the starting pitchers, but most of it is just circumstance. Most of it's guys just not getting through early innings and throwing too many pitches and putting too much strain on themselves. And or getting injured in the first inning of a game, or in Denelson Lamet's case, really only being able to throw a couple of innings. And I mean, the Padres, they're playing the situation. The old saying, you play the cards that are dealt you. And these are these are the cards that have been dealt the Padres this year. It has not been smooth sailing in any way, shape, or form.
No, they haven't been. They haven't been dealt very good hand, at least to start this season. I mean, so many injuries, and you're right. Jace probably deserves a lot more credit for how the bullpen has been handled, despite, you can argue some of them were quick triggers, as you said, but most of it has been due to circumstance. Whether it's Morty Hone, whether it's Snell struggling a little bit. Joe had a couple, starts where he didn't go as long. All of that has still ended up in the Padres putting together good bullpen days, our days in which the bullpen came out and threw up zeros.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, they've gotten a lot of wins despite all of those things. So, you're hopeful that they can just continue to fight it off and try to get wins somehow, some way, and kind of go from there. But certainly not the best news for the Padres today.
Lose Pomeranz. No, I mean, he's a big part of that bullpen. And, he's your eighth inning guy. And even if you move Pagan back to the eighth inning, then you got somebody else for the seventh inning. And then whoever you put there, creating another hole. So there's the old domino effect, as it were. But, I mean, this bullpen is just I don't know how they've been able to be so successful so consistently. I mean, it's just, day after day after day, these guys come out of the bullpen and every single one of them puts up zeros, Tony. I mean, it's just like you expect somebody to just have an off day at some point.
Right.
Come out and just not have it, but
we just haven't seen very much of it.
No.
I've thought the Pagan has looked better in his last couple outings, attacking with the fastball a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is like somebody has stepped up. Chris Matt has stepped up. He's been on the shuttle bus from here to El Paso.
Where is he now? Is he up or down?
All season long. I haven't checked the latest roster. I'm pretty sure he's up last time I checked.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just saying, like, they've been able, despite all these injuries. And you know what I got to say? As much as crazed as our fan base has been about, some of the losses, they really haven't had the "oh, woe is me" with the injuries. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like the depth is there. They understand the depth is there. And so guys are expected to step up, and they have, and they have. And that's been really one of the better parts of the season. I think ultimately it's going to end up helping the Padres. They're having to win ball games in ways that I bet you they didn't imagine having to win them when the season started.
No.
They got a squeeze butt play with bases loaded, basically wins them the game in Colorado, the first game of the doubleheader. They end up losing the second one in extras on some pure Colorado-ness is what I felt like on those ones.
And pure Colorado-ness.
They could have had a sweep in that bad boy if not for that last game. So
yeah,
Padres have I thought have treaded water pretty good despite missing half of their offense for two games, and really having all kinds of different pitching things pop up throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, a couple of things on that. I mean, look at the Atlanta Braves, for example, of how things can go. They haven't had anywhere near the kind of situation to deal with injury-wise as the Padres. I know they've had their I'm sure they've had their share of bumps and bruises. I don't follow the Braves that closely, but I know they're 17-20, which is three games under 500. So they're not even treading water with the fantastic team that they have. I know some of their pitching has been out. But, you know, the difference between the Padres and the Braves, the difference is the Padres have Mark Melancon at the end of the game. And he closes out all the games that should be closed out. As a matter of fact, I don't think the Padres have lost a game yet this year when they've led after six innings. I think they're perfect. 16-0, 16-0. You can check it out in the game notes, Tony. But every game that they've been supposed to win this year, they have won. And that is why they're still over 500. That and the fact that they've been able to stay away from the losing streak. They've only had one three-game losing streak the whole year. And that was the sweep at the hands of the Brewers on April 19th, 20 and 21. They came back to win their next two games after that. So they haven't lost four in a row yet, and they haven't lost more than three in a row, but one time. So, you know, you stay away from losing streaks. You keep treading water. You win the games that you're supposed to. When everybody gets back and is healthy and starts clicking, it could really bode well for this team. I mean, you know, we're thinking about it in a ray of sunshine, but I don't see any reason to think that much differently, honestly.
Right. And, you know, just have to wait and see. That's the beauty of the long season, is that things are still settling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get your wall painted. You can't go touching it right away. You got to let it dry. You got to let it, you know, kind of, you know, get to its dryness point. And everything's still wet right now. So for the Padres, they just got to find a way to tread water, no doubt. All right, let's step away, pay some bills. When we come back, it's Friar Friday. Mark Melancon, Padres closer and National League reliever of the month in April, will join us next. This is Gwen and Chris Sandy, number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
All right, welcome back to the program. 3:37 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, you haven't really been heard from much yet, Mr. Scraby. What's on your mind today?
I'm just trying to figure out how I got here alive, and I'm going to tell you guys about that in the Big Five.
A harrowing tale.
Not dramatic or anything.
A harrowing tale coming up from Mr. Scraby in the Big Five today.
Yeah, not dramatic or anything. But otherwise, I'm doing great. I'm just getting some great trivia questions for Chris versus the Fans.
Okay.
And, yeah, doing great.
That's coming up at the top of the hour. Also, you're going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets on this program to see Dierks Bentley on his Beers on Me tour with Riley Green and Parker McCollum. It's at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. Coming up on August 26th, tickets went on sale today at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win a pair. Here's what I would suggest you do. Pay close attention to our interview with Mark Melancon, which is coming up in just a moment on our Friar Friday visit. Pay attention to that interview, then a little bit later in the program, I'll ask you a trivia question from the interview, and the first person with the correct answer will win the Dierks Bentley tickets. So I know you'll enjoy the interview, but make sure you pay a little closer attention to it, and it may be beneficial to you a little bit later on in the program. Mark Melancon coming into tonight's game, what a year he's having. 16 2/3 innings. He has allowed only one earned run. He has struck out 14. He's walked only 3. He's got a 0.54 ERA. He's got a 0.72 walks and hits to innings pitch ratio. He's leading the major leagues in saves, 12 in 15 appearances, 12 for 12 on those saves. Man, he's been amazing. And Tony and I had a chance to catch up with him. Our Friar Friday interview is coming up after we check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And our Friar Friday coverage continues. Joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Mark Melancon, the star closer of the San Diego Padres. Mark, thanks so much for the time. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Is it kind of funny answering your own phone? I mean, you're out in the bullpen normally. Somebody picks it up for you, don't they?
Yeah, it's really nice. I hate answering the phone.
I hate answering the phone.
I need to hire Fritz as my full-time assistant.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sweet. Carry him wherever you go. Hey, congratulations on the fat. Yeah. Hey, congratulations on the great start to the season. What would you say has been the key for you to get off to the start that you have?
Oh, geez. You know, our catchers have been great. They've, you know, as far as calling a game and stuff, I'm really thrilled with what they're doing. And, you know, the plan that Larry and Ben Fritz have given us pregame, you know, that's super important. And I think, you know, just being able to locate and have a good plan is a major key to success.
Mark, you and I have spoke about this again before, so please forgive me if I re-ask a question that I've asked before, but in terms of how you go about getting guys out, you're not some of the typical closers who just use velocity, but because you seem to know how to pitch a little bit, you can use multiple things to really attack hitters.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's not always one way to skin a cat, and pitching, you know, with three things, you like to have two of them to be successful, and that's, you know, location is one, movement is another, and then velocity. And so, like I tell kids all the time, you don't always have to have velocity. It's those other two things can get the job done.
You're proof of that. Mark Melancon leading the major leagues in saves. Padres getting set to take on the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. And Mark joining us on our Friar Friday interview. Mark, I heard that, read somewhere that you did some starting in your career collegiately before you came into the major leagues. And you had said that helped teach you how to pitch. And you feel like you became a pitcher before you learned to become a thrower. And you've been able to kind of utilize that as a closer. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, I don't know where you read that. I only started in high school. So.
That's where, I read it in an erroneous report, obviously.
I've always wanted to start. I thought that would be a lot, you know, thing for me to do, but I've just never really had the opportunity. So, I think throwing 37 pitches the other night was about as close to starting as I've come.
Mark, you've been a part of some really good bullpens in your career, and to be honest, you guys haven't really been fully healthy in this bullpen, but just talk about really the success this bullpen has had. You guys have had to cover a lot of different innings this year, yet you guys seemingly continue to go out and throw up zeros. Just talk about the success that this bullpen as a whole has had in the early part of this season.
Well, for me, I've always found, a big recipe for success in the bullpen is to have good camaraderie and, very unselfish guys. And so the base of our pen, individuals on and off the field, guys are supporting one another, no jealousy, just a lot of respect down there for one another and what we do. And we're always trying to pick each other up and pick up the starters if need be, or, it's a full team effort. And at the end of the day, I think we're kind of like linemen, there's a lot of, there's a lot of work that gets done that nobody really knows. And, a lot of those middle innings are done by us. And, I think that's kind of the outlook that we have, and let's do this for the team. It's not an individual thing. It's, let's just go get the job done. And at the end of the day, if we're standing on the podium at the end of the year, we're all going to be happy. We know that.
Mark Melanson is with us, leading the major leagues in saves. And as Mark points out, couldn't get to all those saves without all the guys ahead of you getting the job done in that bullpen. And, a lot of fans are wondering, and, you guys, as Tony said, have covered a lot of innings so far this year. Does anybody in the bullpen concerned about the amount that you guys are having to throw right now, or is that something just the fans are worrying about unnecessarily?
Well, I do think our workload needs to slow down, at some point, and I think it will naturally. There's always months in a season that, you kind of overextend your workload a little bit, but then, the regression to the mean happens, and, it all works itself out. So,
Mark, you've had a journey through a whole bunch of different organizations. Have you found it easy, difficult, or is it just about right in terms of acclimating yourself to a locker room? Is that an easy transition for you, or is it something that it takes a little bit of time?
Well, unfortunately, the turnover rate in baseball is probably higher than, kids in a candy store. But I think most guys are used to it and accustomed to new guys showing up and leaving and all that. But for me, it's been enjoyable to kind of see the way, each organization has ran and the differences, meeting a ton of new people every time, making great friendships along the way. And really, it's an opportunity to learn at each different organization. That means you got that many more coaches to learn from, many more guys to learn from, brains to pick. So I always kind of view it as a fun and exciting opportunity.
Mark, can you talk a little bit about how it all came about that you became a Padre this year? I know it was something that happened a little bit later on in the process. Padres, I don't know where they'd be without you. It's been fantastic. It's worked out beautifully for both sides. Can you just talk about how you picked the Padres or they picked you?
Yeah, I'd say it was a little bit of a joint effort at the beginning, and then, at the beginning of our conversations, we reached out to the Padres and they kind of followed up quickly. But I just wanted to be on a winning team. It's, it's so hard to be in some place for 162 games kind of knowing that you're not going to win, and and seeing that ownership or whoever has a different plan than, you know, going all out and winning and trying to make that happen. Because as we all know, today's day and age, it's, you kind of have these windows of winning, and if you're not in that window, or if ownership doesn't want to extend their finances, it's, you know, it's a huge, industry, and I understand from the business side, but as a player, you have a small window of, actually being in the league. So to me, it's important to, be on a winning team and, make sure that the small window that we have, we, capitalize on, wins and seasons that, you know, we have a chance to get to the end.
Mark, you've had an opportunity to be the, young guy in the locker room. Now in your 13th season, you're the vet in, this locker room. What have you taken maybe from some of your past teammates and, tried to, you know, help out some of the younger guys that you've come across in your career?
Yeah, Tony. You know, it's so important to slow the game down. And it's really hard to do when you're young, especially. But even when, you know, you're in a different situation than maybe you normally would be, it just somehow the game creeps on you and it gets quick. And for me, that's, if I can convey one thing to guys, it's that. It's just, hey, you know, nobody goes until you throw that pitch. So from a bullpen perspective, it's like, it doesn't matter how long the game has gone on or whatever, it's, this is your time, and you make sure it's right before you throw the pitch. And so really, that's, you know, pre-pitch planning, that intent, the conviction, and then you have the execution, the physical part of it. But you know, let's make sure all those things line up.
Do you have a routine each and every game to kind of get you ready for, you know, being available in the ninth inning? Do you go down to the bullpen a certain inning, or does that matter to you?
I have a routine. I don't, it's not a, you know, it's not down to the second or down to the, exact. I don't like to be super strict, because then if for some reason it falls out of place, now you're, you're concerned like a superstition. But, you know, obviously I have a routine, and I have things that I want to hit and check mark and, do all that stuff. But, you know, that's what I would say most.
You sound like you're very relaxed, and that sounds like a perfect style for being a closer. Because as you said, you got to try to, you know, slow things down and, not be too quick. It, almost seems like you were made for this job, just talking to you for the first time.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed it, and I'm trying to park my truck, so sorry about this.
Well, we'll let you get back to that. Mark, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on a great start to the season, and here's to keeping it up in 2021. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Mark.
No, thank you, guys. Always good.
All right, there he is, Mark Melanson, joining us on Friar Friday interview today. Padres closer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Padres don't have to find a new closer. Once again, they've got a great one in Mark Melanson. And Tony Gwynn Jr., that has been kind of the history, right, of the San Diego Padres. I've always had amazing closers. It, you know, goes back, obviously, to Trevor Hoffman. And, you know, after Trevor, I mean, Heath Bell and Rod Beck jumped in there for a year. And Brad Hand and Kirby Yates in more recent times. And and now it's Melanson's turn, and it's funny to think back to spring training when we were all trying to figure out who the closer was going to be, because now it doesn't seem like there's even any question.
It's kind of crazy, right, that they've had this much success with closers.
Like, I know.
Because it's not like they've had the same GM, same ownership. I mean, there's been, like, different GMs across the board, yet they've always identified the right closer, it seems like. And it seems it's got to be some luck involved in that, because it just, you just can't be this right all the time. Even a couple of years where you didn't have big, I mean, Brad Hand turned into a closer when he was here.
Yeah.
Right? We had the one kid that before Hand took over to close, was it Maurer?
Joe Maurer retired.
Joe Maurer retired. Thank you, Scraby, for that.
Yeah, thank you for
live
your,
update.
Your breaking news.
Morrow was with the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, there was a guy. It was, I want to say it was 17 around that time.
Seems like everybody they've had is closed and
exactly. That's
did a great
my point
job.
Is that yeah. no matter who they put in that position,
right.
they tend to do really well. So,
yeah.
Mark Melanson was a proven closer before he got here. He's just continued that, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think people realize just how good Mark Melanson's career has been. I mean, you got to look him up on, whatever it is, Baseball Reference or Wikipedia, and look at some of his career stats. I mean, he had 50-plus saves for the Pittsburgh Pirates, for heaven's sakes. That's practically all of their wins, I would think, in a season for the Pirates. And, Mark Melanson's just been, he's been golden for the Padres. And, the guy on the other side tonight, Alex Reyes for the St. Louis Cardinals, he's got 11 saves. But have you looked at his statistics, Tony?
I have not.
Very strange. He's pitched 20 innings this year. He's their closer. He's got 27 strikeouts. That's the good news. But he's walked 17 batters in just 20 innings. I find that hard
to
believe.
That's living on the edge right there.
Right, for a successful closer. Now, he's got a 0.45 ERA. So, like Melanson, he's only given up one earned run all season. But, man, 17 walks. So, it'll be interesting. Hopefully, he doesn't come into the game, because hopefully they're not leading in the ninth inning. But if they are, you got a matchup of the top two save guys in baseball this weekend, with Melanson has 12, Reyes has 11. But that's strange that he's had all the success that he's had with that much traffic.
Yeah, I mean, that is a recipe, if he doesn't fix the walk part.
For
danger. Like, you just aren't going to make it through a year with that kind of traffic without something bad eventually happening.
Somebody's going to bloop a double in somewhere and clear a bases on you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, good stuff with Mark Melanson. Appreciate him spending some time with us while he was parking his truck. He can do multiple things at the same time. We appreciate it. Chris versus the Fans is coming up next. A little trivia chance for you to win a qualification for a Las Vegas getaway. Dial in right now to play 833-288-0973 as Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.